this time, are there any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda? Item number 6, which is open to the public. Are there any comments regarding item number 8, the consent agenda items? Item number 7, an ordinance on first reading, which is a bond ordinance for $3.4 million/$3.23 million, improvements to Circle Avenue. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the resolution?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Improvements to Circle Avenue in and by the Township of Piscataway and County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $3,400,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $3,230,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 30th day of January 2018. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the Township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arun?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Thank you. This item passes on first reading. Item number 8, our consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Bullard?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Arun?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 9, are there any announcements and comments from officials? Mr. Bullard?
No, I'd just like for everyone to realize this is a modular for annual retreat, so I said next month is this month, right? So I want you to enjoy.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
I would just like to commend our Department of Public Works for the job that they did with the snow plowing this past snowstorm. I think that they did a very good job in a very timely manner, so I would like to thank them. And I'd also like to thank all of our volunteers who battled a house fire on the evening of the snowstorm on Brookside. I'd like to thank you to them for coming out in extreme weather conditions and leaving their warm and comfy homes to do something for absolutely no pay.
Right, especially at that hour, too.
Yeah, as I said, for no pay, right. Which many people do not understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor? Okay. Mayor?
Christmas tree drop-offs at the firehouses. Reminding the residents of that for the month of January.
Thank you. Our business administrator, Tim?
Nothing.
Council, Mike, any comments?
No.
Raj, any comments?
No comments, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that we have our Martin Luther King celebration again this Saturday at 8:30. And the rabies clinic. And what time does that start?
It's actually the 20th.
The 20th? Okay, thank you. So just this is our last meeting prior to that, so thank you for reminding us of that. Okay. All right. At this time, we're opening the mic to the public. Are there any comments or questions? Sure. Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Anthony Weil, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North.
Good evening, Mr. Weil.
Good evening. I wanted to follow up on last week's meeting. I had spoken to Councilman Kahn, who I think is enjoying Florida as we speak, about what might some possibilities for the 800 Centennial site. Mm-hmm. Wanted to see if there's any update. He said they had asked for a written, the council had asked for a written proposal. He had some thoughts on ways to improve, you know, the residents' lot in life, so to speak, and you know that might be satisfactory. We hope, and that we can propose to the to the developer.
Right. So just wanted to make a brief comment. At this time, we don't have any additional comments to provide. I will tell you that Steve is leading the effort, but we are working on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Gill. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Sure, please come to the mic.
No, go ahead.
You can state your name and your address.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My name is Oase Abdulghani. I'm at 1000 River Road. The reason I came today was I read an article last week in the news that I believe it's Steve Kahn. He proposed a thing for River Road, no trucks. So I'm just coming in support of that. Anything I can do to move it, going expedite it, I'm more than happy to help. But just wanted to come in and provide my support.
Okay, I just want to just make sure I have your address, 1000 River Road?
Yep.
Okay, so we will definitely let Mr. Kahn know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Any other additional comments?
That was what the consent agenda.
Please come to the mic and state your name and address.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane.
Good evening, Mr. Akins.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
On item number 7. Is the township somehow getting some help with this proposal of this $3 million or some change, or is it strictly by the town's? Because a bond is going to have to be paid back, correct?
That's correct. Okay. If I make council president, actually, this is in conjunction with a project with the Middlesex County Engineering Department because they are reconstructing a culvert bridge out there as part of that. The county will be helping us out in kind services where once the project gets underway in construction, they will run the construction management of the actual job out there, which will save us some money. So.
Okay, so the amount that's anticipated or is that with the contributions from the state or the county, or
well, what the ordinance that you're seeing right there is roughly what it's going to be our share of the project. The county share is going to be in excess of, from what I understand, over $2 million their share.
Okay. On item 8, the authorization we did for geese control services, what happened there? Since it's got to be
due to the weather, we did not receive the envelope with the bid until Friday. It closed on Thursday, so we have to rebid it. It was really looking at it, so a bit late.
Okay. Now, for item K, Kilo, someone just spoke about it briefly. This $87,000 and change. Who's paying for that? Or is it a gift?
The township government is paying for that.
In its entirety?
In its entirety, because we're the ones asking that, and that's what the rules are. If the town has asked for it, especially this is a county road, we have to foot the bill for the study to permit to give to the county and then also to the State Department of Transportation.
Okay, this is just for the engineering services.
That's it.
And those services is $87,000 and some change. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Akins. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? At this time, I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. I'd like to move on to the agenda meeting. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Buller?
Here.
Mrs. Cahill? Mr. Kahn? Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Schaap?
Yes.
Mr. Aron?
Here.
Mrs. McCollum?
Here.
Here, can you please stand for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5 is an ordinance that will be on second reading. It's a bond ordinance, and this is for improvements to Zirkle Avenue. Again, this will be open to the public. This is the one we just recently mentioned. Are there any comments or questions regarding this? Item number 6 is an ordinance on first reading, amending Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 3-26, Idling of Vehicles, Truck Idling Restrictions, and this is a resolution adopting this ordinance as well. Any comments or questions? Any thoughts on this one? No. Item number 7 is a resolution authorizing award of bid for 2018 and 2019 turf treatments and vegetation patrol. The bid opening will be on January 18th, 2018. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 8 is a resolution authorizing a change order. This is for Brookside Road improvements by JADS Construction, not to exceed $74,103.13. Are there any comments or questions at this time?
If I may, Council President, I think this change order was due to some additional quantities when they were doing sub-base repairs, and I think also in addition to some of the sub-base repairs from where they were installing the sidewalks, I believe.
One thing I noticed, there was something about some fencing that was along there. I wasn't sure what that was.
Not along there.
Yeah, chain line fence.
Oh, that's well, that may have been by Mr. Bonney's house.
Okay.
There's way the brook runs right there.
Yep,
and
anyway.
There's a flag lot. I don't know if you remember out there. It's a
yeah.
flag lot mm-hmm. where. It's a very long driveway,
yep.
and a pipe that goes across. And they could, as you're, Mr. Herrera wanted to just put some small 4 foot high chain, power coated fence there just to make sure no sidewalks have no kid or anything. Well, I'm all right.
Okay, thank you. Item number 9 is a resolution authorizing award of bid for the 4th of July fireworks. Bid opening will be January 18th, 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, resolution authorizing project acceptance and release of retainage at Columbus Park, the new floating deck. Thank you. Thank you. Resolution authorizing award of bid for recreation uniforms and equipment. The bid opening is January 18, 2018. Yeah, exactly. I can't forget the kids, right? Any comments or questions on this one? Item number 11, a resolution authorizing project acceptance and release of retainage at Columbus Park for the new floating deck and existing deck rehabilitation, Easy Docks Unlimited, LLC. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing budget transfers. Any comments or questions on that? Item number 13, a motion to accept the minutes from the regular and agenda meetings for November 21st, 2017. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, a motion to accept the minutes and regular agenda meeting minutes from November 28th, 2017. Comments or questions? Item number 15, a motion to accept the report of clerk's account for December 2017. Any comments or questions on that? Item number 16, a resolution to accept the report of the Division of Revenue for December 2017. Comments or questions? Item number 17, a motion to receive and enter into minutes disbursements for the month of December 2017. Any comments or questions? Item number 18, announcements and comments from officials. Mr. Bullard?
Just one comment, and that is I would like to thank the mayor for all the work he put into the snowing and all the videos and everything which we made. I thought it was excellent.
It's a good us in the back a little bit so we can, people can see what actually happened. That's not
here. But he was out there.
Councilman Lombardi?
Not at this time.
No, thanks.
Councilman Earn? Mayor?
Jim Clark is working on a couple other items that he may have with the 30th. We're not sure yet, since we're a couple weeks away.
Okay. Thank you. Our council? Mike? Raj?
No council.
And I don't have any either at this time, but at this time we're open to the public. And Mr. Moon, you're welcome to come up. Please state your name and address. Yep. And the minutes in which you speak.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. One, regarding the River Road commercial truck, strongly support that. I actually hadn't seen it was in the consent items. But secondly, you have the, for the agenda, you're talking about the idling, truck idling ordinance. I'd like to know what are the details of the truck idling ordinance.
Sure. So, Roger,
the two main points on it are that the trucks cannot idle for more than 3 minutes. There's one exception that if their engine is being stopped for three or more hours, then they can idle 15 minutes to warm up their engine. But they're limited to 3 minutes at the time. I don't want to misstate this, let me just reread it. So there's also a restriction as to non-residential use, which lies within 300 feet of a residential zone. It's limiting use of trucks. It's basically limiting the idling of trucks within close to a residential zone, okay, within 300 feet of a residential zone. And you can get a copy, if you want a copy, we'll have a copy at the next meeting. So.
Very good. And then I would like to see, I don't know if it's appropriate, but agenda item to address the what's happening with the 800 Centennial Avenue project, if there's any progress.
So we can try to provide you, we'll get back to you in terms if we have an update at that time.
Okay, thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, also, I believe other towns have idling restrictions, and we made this one a little bit more stringent.
Yeah, it can't supersede the correct revolving law, Raj and Mike, it can't supersede the state law.
Right. I think it's just one to at least have the state law. Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments from the public at this time? Mr. Akins?
David Aitkins, Ambrose Valley Lane. On item number 8, what was the initial estimate before all the change orders?
Let's see.
This was a process.
Let's see. We can get that. Actually, the original contract amount was $1.3 million. And the change order was for $74,000. Revised total contract amount is approximately $1,476,830.63.
The reason why I asked, and I've seen this come up, change order 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time, well, they didn't know how much certain things were going to be until they start digging. Okay, that may happen once or twice. Mike, to elaborate on this, have they did enough digging at this point that there will not be a change order number 4 and additional monies?
They would have had this road finished had it not been for, they were waiting for PSC&G and Cablevision to remove one pole that was out in the middle of the roadway for 2 months, so that's why the road is still opened up. This will be paved probably in the middle of April now, as soon as the asphalt plants open up. And we expect a closeout item, assuming that they don't use over the quantities for the final paving of the roadway. I don't perceive at this point anything, but I would like to reiterate the question that Mr. Akins is asking is applicable to a lot of the streets in that general area, North Stelton. and to some of the areas in Auburn where we're going to start next year, is that a lot of those areas tend to have clay, and once you open it up, you don't necessarily know what you're getting into, as much as you do core samplings and things of that nature out there. And if it requires additional quantities, it is what it is. You know, these roads were never true roadways to begin with when they were built 75 years ago, and now we're bringing them up to township standards and all the ADA improvements out there. And I want to remind Mr. Akins, a couple of months ago, we had a decrease change order for one of the roads that we were closing out. So sometimes you get a minus and sometimes you get a negative. So, but the engineering department does a pretty good job of guesstimates of what things are going to cost out there.
In closing, hopefully there won't be a change order for.
I don't know if there will or not. I can't really say yes or no. But what I can tell is that this road project here on Brookside Road has taken well over 2.5 years or longer, because with all the utility work that had to be moved, all the gas lines, the overheads, the cable, Verizon, I mean, this was a very challenging job out there on Brookside.
Okay,
yeah, nice. I get culvert to the DEP.
Okay, but I wasn't about the length of time, just the escalating cost, that's what I was.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, David, it's 7.5% of what the total contract was. You're not going to go up to 20%, so that's pretty good considering all the problems that we're having out there.
I agree, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to save that as much
as possible? I'm not disagreeing with you, but...
And use it for, use it for other roadway...
I know. Thank you. Any other comments?
By the way, it's my understanding that this road had been touched in 3 years.
Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you again for coming in.